Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for high-tone places. Liz Taylor's not his style, and even Lana Turner's smile is something that he just can't see. My baby don't care who knows it. Oh, my baby just cares for me. Don't care for shows, no. My baby don't care for clothes, well. Oh, my baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for those high-tone places. Liz Taylor's not his style, and even Lana Turner's smile is something that he just can't see. My baby don't care who knows it, 'cause my baby just cares for me. There's something that he just can't see. I don't know what's wrong with my pretty, pretty baby. Cause my baby, he really just can't fall. Oh, my baby, he only swears for my baby, he only just cares for me. So thank you.
Good afternoon and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented as usual at this time of the week by myself, John Yule, and Michael Coates, who will be along in about an hour's time. Hope you're well, I hope you're in the mood for listening for the offerings we have for you today, and I think this week we'll say hello to our listeners across Europe, who we don't give a mention to very often. We began with Natalie Cole and the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, and Natalie's fabulous album from 2002, Ask a Woman Who Knows, and of course we heard My Baby Just Cares For Me, which was written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn in 1930 for a film called Whoopee. In the rhythm section was the great guitarist Russell Malone, whose sad death at the age of 60 was announced last month. Russell passed away just after the conclusion of a gig in Tokyo, where he'd been appearing with Donald Vega and Ron Carter in the Ron Carter Trio. He died on the 23rd of August at the age of 60. Russell, born in Albany, Georgia, on November the 8th, 1963, was largely self-taught, getting an early inspiration from having seen George Benson on TV with Benny Goodman. From his third album as a leader, here is one of Russell's own compositions, playing tribute to someone else who recently passed away, Benny Golson, who Mike paid tribute to last week. This is from one of his first albums, one of Russell's first albums, Sweet Georgia Peach, which is probably a reference to Russell's own home state, recorded at the Avator Studios in New York City, February the 17th and 19th, 1998. With Russell on guitar, of course, Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Louis Nash on drums. And as I've said, this is a composition by Russell Malone paying tribute to Benny Golson. That's from 1988. Russell spent 2 years with Jimmy Smith, 3 years with Harry Connick Jr., and then worked extensively for Diana Krall. Watched recording with pianist Benny Green on three of his albums. Here is one of them. Naturally, also features Christian McBride on bass. It was recorded at the Clinton Studio, Studios B to be precise, in New York City, January 2000. We've just heard a tribute to Benny Golson, composed by Russell Malone. Here's a tribute to Russell Malone, composed by Benny Green. Rustling. Thank you. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and this is John Yule currently presenting a tribute to the great guitarist Russell Malone, who sadly passed away at the end of August. As well as recording 15 albums as a leader, Russell appeared on no less than over 70 albums led by others. His accomplishments as an accompanist for vocalist is well established. In fact, he appeared on no less than 8 CDs with Diana Krall alone. And here's a demonstration of how accomplished an accompanist he in fact was. Here is backing Janice Siegel on her album Friday Night Special, recorded at Sear Sounds in New York City in September 2002. The selection here is a composition by Eddie Arnold and Cindy Walker, which is most usually associated with Ray Charles, You Don't Know Me. Later on the renditioning, we hear Janice and Russell being joined by Houston Person.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. But you don't know me. Say goodbye. I want you to walk away by someone else's side to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me. Thank you.
Russell Malone with Houston Person again now on what was to prove to be one of Russell's last recordings. Reminiscing at Rudy's, a date for Houston Person, was recorded at the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on July the 19th, 2022. Russell demonstrating here his ability to enhance colleague solos with some astute chord work. Larry Fuller on piano, Matthew Parrish on drums, and Lewis Parrish on bass, and of course it'll be Lewis Nash on drums. The composition by Lionel Newman is a sometimes forgotten standard again. Freddie Cole advised Russell of the value of appreciating the lyrics of a ballad, even when playing it as an instrumental. Freddie Cole and Russell Malone will have met up in Atlanta, I think, when they were both still living in Georgia, or indeed Freddie Cole finished his life in Atlanta, in actual fact. I think that this particular point made by Freddie Cole about appreciating the lyrics of a ballad, even when played as an instrumental, comes out quite strongly here. So, we're going to hear Russell Malone with Houston Person, Larry Fuller, and Matthew Parrish and Lewis Nash. And they're going to be playing for us again. The composition by Lionel Newman. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Thank you. as we've just said in the studio. The ballad playing of Houston Person really does not show signs of his age at nearly 90, does it? Russell Malone toured with a list of big names rivaling the list of established artists he recorded with. He could be seen in action with Roy Hargrove, Diane Reeves, Kenny Barron, Branford and Wynton Marsalis, Jack McDuff and Mulgrew Miller. One of his last albums was possibly his best, one of his last albums as a leader, that is. This is an album called Time for the Dancers, recorded at Systems 2 Studios in Brooklyn, February the 28th, 2017, and appearing with Russell or Luke Selick on bass, Rick Jermanson on piano, and Willie Jones III on drums. Showing his ability to dig out and adapt half-forgotten material, here is Russell Malone with the Jose Feliciano theme music for the TV show Chico and the Man. Thank you. Cheek on the Man by Russell Malone. One last look then at Russell's career. Russell born Albany, Georgia, November the 8th, 1963, and passed away in Tokyo, August the 23rd this year. From the same album as we've just been listening to, we are finishing this tribute as we started with one of Russell's own compositions. This is Pocket Watch. Thank you. Here on Swing Time, it's time for the Gig Guide. And we're beginning with a gig this evening, actually, at Worksop Library. They'll be presenting Dave Stickman, Higgins and his ensemble, which is announced to be Jazz Funk and the Spoken Word. So that's Dave Stickman, Higgins and his ensemble at the Worksop Library tonight. Tomorrow evening at the Lescar, there's a Scottish lineup called Modern Vikings, led by and featuring the compositions of drummer Stephen Henderson. With him will be Fergus McCready on piano, David Bowden on bass, Graham Stephen on guitar, and Conrad Wisniewski on the saxophone. I assume there'll be a gig at Cabanas tomorrow night, but I have no details at the time of broadcast. And Sheffield Jazz on Friday night at Crook Social Club will be presenting Tori Freeston on reeds, Aliona Mick on piano, and it'll be their quartet, which will be made up of Dave Whitford on bass and Jay Davies on drums. That's Sheffield Jazz at Crook Social Club on Friday evening. A brand new release now, and a new one from pianist Emmett Cohen, an album called Vibe Provider, which was recorded at Sear Sounds in New York on January the 2nd and 3rd, 2024, earlier this year, in fact. Here is one of the three tracks involving a larger lineup, rather more than Emmett's usual trio. So as well as Emmett on piano, we hear Philip Norris on bass, Joe Farnsworth on drums, Tevin Pennicott on tenor, Bruce Harris on trumpet, and Frank Lacey on trombone. This is one of Emmett's own compositions, Emmett's Blues.
Thank you.
Emmett's usual lineup on the show tune now, the usual trio he performs with. That's Philip Norris on bass, Kyle Poole on drums, who also co-produced this album with Emmett. The show in question is Finian's Rainbow, and a composition by Yip Harburg and Burton Lane. A show with an excellent score and a plot that the audience doesn't understand, and neither for that matter do the people on the stage. Here is one of those excellent songs, though, If This Isn't Love. Emmett Cohen's new album is called Vibe Provider and is on Mac Avenue Records. And that just about finishes the first hour of the show this week, but please stay tuned here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM for Michael Coates taking over for me From me, John Urolla, on the second hour of Swing Time. Thanks for being with me for the last hour, which we're finishing as we started, with the Clayton Hamilton Orchestra, but not with Natalie Cole this time. This is from the band's latest CD, And So It Goes, and it's a composition from John Clayton's late brother, Jeff. Solos coming up from Jacob Stensny on alto, Tamir Hendelman on piano, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. This is the Jones Brothers. We'll be right back.